So Chillicothe late coming out of the halftime locker room. Called a technical on Chillicothe for that. Madden took two free throws. Missed both of them. And now the officials still talk about things. If it's a standard technical, it will be LeBlanc's basketball. You get two free throws in the basketball, and Coach Kuhl still pleading his case. Now what do we got going on? Now they're going to give it to Chillicothe. So I've yet to figure out what exactly is going on. Perhaps there's special circumstances where you don't get the ball back on a technical foul in a situation like this. So no harm, no damage done, except there's a foul next to Chillicothe's, underneath Chillicothe's name is all. Missed both free throws, and Chillicothe gets the ball to start the quarter and start the half. DJ Gannon, circle right, pulls up, gives it to Smith. Smith double clutches, is fouled, and goes to the line. Chillicothe playing the basketball goal to the right or the one in front of the stage here, if you are familiar with the Cameron Gymnasium. That is on pushing off Allen. Connor Haynes, his first. 14 seconds into the second half. And Ryan Smith gets his first free throw and his first point. And Chillicothe retakes a one-point lead now. At the start of the second half, Smith's second one is picture perfect. Smith with two at the line, and here comes Matthew McCullough and company for the Golden Eagles. Right side Madden, who played a great second quarter. Right side to Gallagher, back to Madden. Up top, McCullough. Gillespie sends it to Madden. Madden gets it back into Gillespie, low post. He's double-teamed, kicks it out. Good low-post defense by Chillicothe. Nice spin move. Madden makes it work. Jacob Madden continues his onslaught, and it's tied up at 19. Clampett gives it to Smith. Smith misses everything from 14 away on the baseline. A minute deep into the third, it's tied at 19. Madden right wing, dribbles up top, circle left now to McCullough. Right side to Haynes, up top to Gillespie. Clampett's on him, he's done a nice job slowing him down. Haynes right side spins on Moore, stops, pops and drops. Moore had good defense, just the way it worked out. 21-19, Hornets down by two. Trent Moore, top of the key. Stops and drops. Another tray for Mr. Moore. And Chillicothe by one. Good game here, back and forth. A low-scoring game, but a good one. 6-12 left to play in the third. Up top, Gallagher has the melon. Gives it to McCullough. McCullough drives inside. Oh, no harm, no foul. As Trent Moore is set, bodies collide. And Chillicothe comes up with the ball and a one-handed running one-hander. Wade Dietz is having a game. Dietz still sees that soccer score in his eyes. He wants to avenge the soccer season. Downtown Derek Gallagher tosses the melon up and doesn't get it to fall. Trent Moore, running Jay, is blocked out of bounds. Zupcich checks in for LeBlanc. Chillicothe stays with their original five starters. Dietz's inbound play from low post left. They get it into Smith on the wing, up top to Gannon. Back over right side. Dietz didn't get the screen he wanted, so dribbles back up top. Chillicothe 24, LeBlanc 21. Three-point lead for the Hornets. 5:22 left in the third quarter. Trent Moore up top to Gannon. Looks over the man-to-man defense by LeBlanc. They go cross-court. Moore gets the ball. Is run over. Loose ball brought down by LeBlanc. And then Tyler Clampett steals it back. I was expecting a whistle, but they said play on, boys. And that's fine. They're letting him play a little bit. It's been a pretty consistent call. So no harm, no foul. 24-21, Hornets by three. Dietz Doesn't get it to fall. Chillicothe battling for the rebound and a hand check foul on one of two Chillicothe players. We'll see which one. It's going to be on Clampett. Second team foul. Court Patrick checks in. Third foul on Tyler Clampett. Gillespie inbounds it back court. Chillicothe brings a couple of players up to bother him. Jacob Modlin checks in for LeBlanc. And now Chillicothe's Wade Dietz stays back court. He'll take on Court Patrick in a battle of the threes. Over left side to Gillespie. Up top to Patrick. Right side to Zuptich. Hands it to Madden. Up top to Patrick again. Right side Zuptich. Round the horn they go. Patrick, quick move to the hole. That's going to be what? Foul on Trent Moore. Could have been on Moore. Could have been on Gannon. Blocking foul. And that's number three on the team. Number two on Trent Moore. 10 points for Dietz. 9 for Moore. And it's 24-21 Chillicothe. Dietz and Smith check out. Running one-hander. Count it. Grant Gillespie with the bucket. Makes it a one-point Chillicothe lead. McKitty and Gates are the ones that checked in. Gannon gets it back to McKitty. Feed inside to Clampett. Kicks it back out to McKitty, and the freshman lights it up for the second time tonight. And it's back to a four-point lead. Or no, they're going to call that a deuce. Jacob Modlin with a bucket there quickly for posting up for LeBlanc, and it's 27-25. Gillespie takes it, lays it up, misses it point blank. Patrick puts it up, is fouled. He'll go to the line. 27-25. First they had that as 26, then they put the three back up. Third one on Trent Moore. First one is in for Patrick. He's got two now. Dietz comes in. Trent Moore sets down. 27-26. Could tie it up here. He got a rebound in case of a miss here. Pull it down. Misses that one. Chillicothe tips it around. It goes right into Patrick's hands. No one can pull down a rebound for Chillicothe. Same thing again. Patrick scores, and he goes back to the line. Chillicothe's giving him the game right now. Settle down and play the ball you're capable of, Chillicothe. And it's a one-point lead now. Patrick back at the line. He's Superman for the last 30 seconds. Second foul on Gannon that time. Three-point trick. Missed. That's over the back. And Chillicothe still can't pull down a board. LeBlanc, left wing, Madden, backs his way in, backs his way back out. 14-footer, nothing but net. Hornets, you left your defense in the locker room. 30-27, Chillicothe's got to get things going back their direction. Wade Dietz high on the right side. Under 3 minutes left in the third. McKitty up top. Dietz tries another three ball, misses absolutely everything. And it goes out of bounds. So here comes LeBlanc again, leading by three. This is their biggest lead of the game. Equals their biggest. No, they led by four in the second quarter. Check that. Zuptich, easy job making it around Dietz. Right side, loose basketball, tipped to back court. Madden goes back to get it. Timeout to LeBlanc. So Chillicothe, time to step up. Back in 30 seconds on KCHI. 2:31 left in the third. LeBlanc 30-27. LeBlanc's had a pretty good third quarter here. Been very active. Banging the boards hard. Chillicothe tends to want to tip the rebound, and LeBlanc just goes up and grabs it. LeBlanc inbounds it following their own timeout. McCullough brings it across the timeline. Circle left to Connor Haynes. Up top to Gallagher over right side Gillespie. Gillespie still working it. Gives it out to Madden. They have to go back up top. Chillicothe stepped up a little bit better on defense. Stolen by Dietz. Dietz misses the layup. McKinney there for the follow. That one is missed. Two chances, point blank, no points. And there goes Madden with another bucket. Wow. And now it's a five-point game. What happened to my Hornets, boys? Let's go. McKinney left wing. Up top to Dietz. Right side to Gannon. He backs it back out. Minute 41 left to play in the third. 32-27, a five-point lead for LeBlanc. Dietz trying to direct traffic. Minute 27 left. Kicks it up top to Gannon. Gannon, quick move to the hole. Lays it up around Madden. Gets it to fall. A rare two-pointer for Chillicothe. Madden three ball misses everything. Gillespie, the weak side rebound. Chillicothe, the foul. That's going to be number four on Clampett, I think. No! It was pushing off on Gillespie. My mistake. I apologize to my boys in the red and black. That was a rare miss for Jacob Madden. Second team foul on LeBlanc. Chillicothe with five whistles. Gannon left wing. Cross court. Tried to get it to McKinney. He was double teamed and an easy steal for McCullough. Ill-advised pass again that time for Chillicothe. Under a minute to play in the third. Some Hornet fans thought he rocked his foot. They let him play on. No call. Didn't see it myself. Underneath. Ooh, nice head fake. Chillicothe bit into that head fake by Connor Haynes. Lock, stock, and barrel. He's got eight, and it's back to a five-point lead now. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Chillicothe needs to finish this one strong. Gannon and McKinney milk some clock down. It's 20 seconds left. Gannon just holds it. LeBlanc says, go ahead. That's fine. We understand how the game's played. Shouldn't be LeBlanc's ball to start the fourth, so this is a big possession here. Seven. Gannon looks off the three-pointer with four. With three, running one-hander doesn't fall with the buzzer, and Chillicothe just didn't get it to fall. That play just never developed. So a big quarter number three for LeBlanc. They lead at 34-29. We're back after this on KCHI.